For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver football team jumped in the lake last weekend. We'll head to Fayette, Iowa this weekend, joined by wide receiver Dell Duncan Busby out of Ohio. You know, people that don't know the tradition got to jump in the lake. What? What's that all about? Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard of in football, is jumping in the lake?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like that's something. I was talking to some of my other buddies, and I was asking them about their homecoming traditions, and they're like, oh, what is that? We just want to get a win. Well, it's nice to get the win and then be able to do something like that, because it kind of just signifies and just shows what we do. And I mean, shoot, our stadium is right outside of a lake. We might as well use it somehow.
Game gets over. I look at the stat sheet, and I'm like, 50 rushing attempts and still over 500 yards of offense. If you guys can be that balanced and that successful in both aspects of an offense, there isn't much that's going to stop you, is there?
No, I don't think that there is a whole lot. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do to kind of clean things up on offense. I mean, there's a few misassignments on blocking and stuff like that, which could have popped up for maybe 200-plus rushing yards and more touchdowns. But basically, we do that and each game, and it's going to be kind of tough to keep slowing us down.
Brennan Bolio obviously played high school football with Brandon Ault. They've got that chemistry. How have you developed that kind of chemistry with Brandon?
Well, me and Ault, we live together. We've lived together for the past 3 years now. So, I mean, whenever we come home from practice and kind of come home from games, we kind of talk about what we see and kind of are able to discuss. And basically that kind of relationship of being roommates has kind of brought us a lot closer to being able to talk, and if we have any differences, and we can kind of talk it out. And it's kind of helped me learn more about what he sees. And, I mean, it's huge as a wide receiver to know what your quarterback is thinking at all times. So, yeah, that roommate status is definitely what helped.
You and Brennan Bolio both similar in size. And, I mean, let's not get ourselves, 6'2", 6'3", over 200 pounds is a heck of an athletic frame to be thrown to. Then you look at Joey Barron. He's 5'8", 170 pounds soaking wet. What makes him work?
Just his attitude. I mean, he's such a hard worker. He's willing to do, I mean, there's a few times where we had him blocking our point guy and stuff like that. And he does what needs to be done. He's always in the right spot. He does the right things. He's just consistent. And I mean, that's another great thing for Ault, just knowing that, you know, like, he can trust everybody that's out there on the field, not only just me and Bolio, but knowing that there's somebody in the slot to be like, okay, well, I know Joey's going to be able to do what he needs to do to get open or spring something open.
There was a play last week. You tried to hurdle a guy along the sidelines. You know, nothing ever surprises me, as athletic as all you guys are, but did you even think about that before you did it?
I can't quite say I did. I saw something much different than what it was on the film. If it happened, it would have been great. It would have been awesome, but it didn't. Gratefully, we got the ball back and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, no, it was just kind of like, you know what, I think I'm going to try it right now.
You guys were behind the eight ball after losing the first 2 weeks. That carrot is still dangling out there in front of you guys. You can still make the national tournament again. Is it hard to just focus on this week and not look at the big picture?
No, it's pretty easy for us to just kind of focus on one thing at a time. That's preached to us at all times. You know, it's just basically doing everything that you can at this moment, whether or not. So for today, it's just being able to watch Upper Iowa and be able to learn what they do and being able to figure out how we can be the most successful with them. Honestly, all that kind of stuff is for you guys to talk about. That's not for us. Once we know and once we get to where we're supposed to be at, then it's a lot easier to talk about that once we're there.
What's your major, and how has BSU prepared you for your future after football?
I'm sports management major, minor in business admin. I would say that BSU has helped me in a lot of different ways, just being able to, I'm not a huge talker in front of like a bunch of different people. So just being able to kind of get out of my comfort zone and being able to have such close relationships with my teachers and being able to talk to them whenever I need some help in whatever it is. They've been able to kind of help me. I've been working down at the rec center. So Kirsten, she's been great for me whenever I need any help with anything, with jobs or like any sort of advice. It's been great. And obviously being here as the football team, talking to Coach Bolte and Coach Pike and Jordy and all of them, it's been really good for me just to then get out of my comfort zone and be able to get ready for what real life is going to be like post-college.
It can wait. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.